You're listening to Superpower Creatives on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that sparks the superpowers of musicians and artists to ignite change. All the little men,
will they get the chance to come back? Hello, this is David Delmar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to our episode, Psychology of Music and Self-Respect. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives that stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in the world. I'm most grateful to welcome our guest for today's show. His level of talents, knowledge, and commitment to the bettering of himself and music at large through amazing perseverance is something I truly admire and am inspired by and respect. I really feel his story today is meant to be heard by a specific type of listener, perhaps a listener who gave up on their dreams of one day doing music. If that's you, then today is the day it all turns around, and our guest you can thank directly. Brady Novotny started playing the guitar at the age of 10. Determined to be a world-class guitarist, he left his first guitar lesson with his instructor telling him basically to give it up now. That's just wrong, man. That's just wrong. Thus, he was introduced to criticism and disappointment early in his endeavor. Nevertheless, Brady heard a guitar player that would motivate him to push all that aside and re-energize his passion to continue. And that guitar player was none other than Mr. Randy Rhodes. Brady soon fell in love with classical and melodic guitar playing. He would, with full-on commitment, practice learning everything from classical pieces, melodic and virtuosic solos from 80s guitar heroes to jazz fusion. That's cool stuff. He loved the guitar and studied the guitar at Berklee College of Music for just a little bit of time, but interesting enough, at the age of 19, he was asked to teach summer guitar workshop at Duquesne University. And, well, as life happens, however, you know, he got sort of burned out with that and went back to school and received his master's in psychology. Yep, folks, you heard that right. A master's in psychology. That is impressive. But the passion is back stronger than ever. Plus, you know, as he would like to say, it never hurts to have some money, and it doesn't, for sure. But he set out to do an instrumental project not soon after that would have his listeners singing the haunting melodies while holding their attention by uniquely placed guitar virtuosity and dynamic rhythms, creating a fusion of rock, flamenco, and jazz. His love for a variety of musical styles led him to study under many teachers in his life, but he also has a strong affection for the nylon string guitar sounds. So this led him to study flamenco guitar. He immediately fell in love with the passion, the virtuosity, and the rhythm of this style. The shred of the 80s was one of his main influences and guilty pleasures, while jazz was a big influence on Brady's chordal choices and song color. He has a wide range of experience in the music business, from the Pittsburgh rock scene to national tours, as well as Pittsburgh session guitarist, worship leader, and guitarist at several mega churches. He has also taught guitar at clinics and universities. His 2019 release with MTS management group MTS Records is Passions Collide, featuring the lead single Redemption's Cry, the song featuring a hauntingly beautiful vocal from Brady's wife, Jennifer, is currently charting on the Airplay Today national radio charts. Brady, it's such amazing stuff. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, that was a wonderful intro. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We'd love our audience, we'd love our guests to know that they are like, they are celebrated, and we are overjoyed to have them on.
Thank you.
Out the gates. Well, you're very welcome. And well, I just also want to thank you for the perseverance to say yes to your love and your craft. You know, after a short little hiatus, I mean, I know many of the listeners are going to just benefit from hearing about that. And it's a core thing I certainly talk about. So thank you for being that representative of such an important thing.
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, today we're talking about our show, Psychology of Music and Self-Respect. More specifically, how Brady finds the psychology of creativity affects how he approaches music, having a master's in psychology. That's such a rare thing, so I'm just kind of honing in on that because, well, I've always loved psychology, and I wanted to major in psychology too. So I just, when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But also, we want to find out how your level of experience performing and teaching allows your own creativity to continue to grow, and how that affects your life and the life of your fans and your audience members. So how we always open up the show, so Brady, is with the same question for everyone. What is your creative superpower?
Well, at the really look deep inside myself and I go back to that childhood dream when there was, no critics, so to speak. When you're practicing in your room and you have the posters, at least back then, the posters on your wall. And you had the ability to dream and no one was telling you no. And, you had no idea what it meant to provide for a family or anything like that. You just wanted to achieve this goal, something burning in deep inside of you. And I think it's very important to befriend that little kid in you and speak with it and just remember that passion that you had, because life can come by and really just destroy that altogether. So I always try to get in touch with that and remember why I wanted to do this, and remember I just loved to play the guitar, and that was that was a big part of it.
Well, I mean, it's such a, I mean, I've, personally, at the age of 10, to be able to have that love for an instrument, any instrument, but guitar particularly, that in itself is really a unique thing. And, the thing, unfortunately, that's not so unique is that adult voice or that influential person or persons that come in and take the innocence of that imagination for a dream, and in one fell swoop with no more than a few words can just bring it crashing down. And I'm often perplexed based on just what I've experienced and so many in hearing what you share, how that has just been such a prevalent thing that in our society, and that's caused so many people to leave dreams and leave passions and even talents behind. It's really something to hear about.
I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, I see that almost every day. In my line of work as a therapist as well. So
let me ask you this, Brady. What is the one common, I don't want to say common denominator, but what's the one common factor besides the obvious, that somebody told him something and, we believed it was true. What's something else that's a common factor that you see that trips people up, or even as the thing that helps them to get past that nagging thing that has gotten so rote into their mainframe?
They lost their sense of purpose. Anytime you lose your sense of purpose in life, you get, complacent and you end up making no choices or very bad choices to escape the normalcy of life, of paying bills and taking out the garbage and just going to work every day and coming home and nothing's changing. And when we realize that we don't have, these paths that we need to follow and always looking from, we'll say, the grave backwards, it's like, well, what legacy do I want to leave? What do I want to be remembered by? And that doesn't have to be a rock star or anything. It can be a loving wife or husband. I mean, it could be the best father. It could be the best mother. It could be, to start your own coffee shop that's good for the community. I mean, there could be so many different things. But when you don't have a purpose, depression is present and we just fall into addictions and all kinds of stuff happens.
Yeah. It's a spiraling, web of destruction that can happen. When that purpose, part is missing. It's just the it's the whole thing, I would say. Certainly,
yeah.
Experience, but let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I really want to just touch in more on this, because this is such an important topic, and really something I think is worth exploring a little bit more for sure. But before we do jump into a break, let's tell people where they can go find out more about you.
Sure. The music stuff, absolutely. You can go to, and I have some blogs and all kinds of stuff on my website, which is www.bradynovotny.com, and that's spelled Novotny. And you know, I have a lot of videos and music and articles that I've written and stuff like that. So there's tons of stuff on there, and all my social media links and all that stuff are right on that website. So it's a one-stop shop.
Well, that's terrific stuff. I know I personally can't wait to go there. So, we're talking with Brady Novotny today about our episode, Psychology of Music and Self-Respect. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Brady and learn from a master teacher and performer and how you can tap back into your music and start writing your song again today.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives. And today we're talking with our guest, Brady Novotny, on our episode, Psychology of Music and Self-Respect. So Brady, I'd love to jump back into where we left off a little bit about this purpose component of when it's not there, it's a major thing, whether it's, you know, you have a purpose for expressing yourself through music or expressing yourself through, you know, some other means. What has been your experience about around purpose and your music?
Sure. I've always knew I had the purpose of playing music and wanted to learn it myself and really wanted to study it. But also, you know, when you go out and perform it, you see how it helps other people. And I think a lot of musicians miss it whenever they, you know, try to take all that glory for themselves. But it's really about, as a musician, we're a performer. It's a job. It's a part of, helping others, and you know, when we create relationships with people through our music, and even if we never meet them, I feel like I have a connection to everybody I listened to when I was a kid. So all the songs have some meaning to me, and so we have to always, if we don't write it, if we don't play it, then there's a hole, there's something missing that, you know, that could be for somebody and to help them through a difficult time and through a difficult season. And we have a different perspective on just rather than just trying to get famous, we have a deeper, we have a little less pressure on ourselves to be like, you know what, I can write a song. I can, even if it is only for 100 people that will like it, or maybe, a million people will like it, but it's going to resonate with someone. And that could only be maybe your spouse. I mean, who knows? Oh. Or maybe it's something cathartic for yourself. But regardless, when you write a song or you write a book or anything, you birth something into the world. And that is, that was never there before. And it's a really kind of a cool thing to see it come into existence. And if we don't do it, then it's just an idea.
It stays in the idea phase for for you to ponder on.
Yeah.
And over and over and over. Ponder on it. Oh, well, geez, I'm not doing a thing about that. Oh, I'm not feeling too good inside. What's going on here? Well, I'm curious to ask you this question then, Brady, next, because this social media society world we live in, where, you know, a YouTuber who has talent, that doesn't have talent, that's up to debate for anybody, but can get famous. And it seems that that trickulates in society where people think that they aren't something unless they're known for something or famous or whatever the word famous means or doesn't mean these days. What do you find? How do you find that struggle for the people who you work with, I guess the musicians in particular, and getting past that mindset that's drilled in by society every day, that if you don't do something that gets you some sort of acclaim or something, then, you know, your art or you or whatever it is you represent just, you know, quote, ain't good enough, as we all hear so often these days from stories. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, hopefully I answer that question. But what came to my mind, because I actually gave a talk on social media and stuff to a group of people that were, you know, doing a business, and they were like, you know, how can you know, because, you know, when you do social media, what they call live, you know, Facebook Live or Instagram Live or YouTube Live, I mean, it really does bring in a draw. But the problem is, a lot of people have low self-esteem and are afraid to be in front of the camera and afraid to be that vulnerable. You know, is anybody going to watch? Is anybody, you know, do I have something, am I going to say? Or am I going to screw up what I'm going to say? And what I've found is that when you put yourself out there and you start doing these things and just try it, you know, it does create a little bit more of a self-confidence in yourself to, you know, that you're not perfect. You're not going to say the most perfect thing. You're not going to, you know, not everybody's going to like it. But it does create a, you know, I guess, help for others. And not only for your own business, but for your, you know, your own self-esteem and for, you know, getting out in front of some people, if that's what you want to do. If you're looking to be in that type of public persona or public eye, you know, we have to definitely get used to that. But a lot of people are really afraid of that. And, you know, shy away from it, feel that they don't have nothing to offer. And I say that's probably an irrational thought.
And, you know,
yeah. And that we all have, you know, something to offer. Now, it doesn't mean you have to post something live on Facebook every day. It's just, you know, people love to see into people's lives. And I think at some level, that's okay.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think it is too. And I mean, it's, I think, you know, when we're allowed to sort of look into other people's lives through however it is they, through vulnerability and just the willingness to show up, connects us in a way that sort of unites our vulnerabilities and the fact that, you know, they're made up of the same matter that I'm made up of. And it's like, you know, at its beauty, the social media can be this amazing connecting piece. And of course, at its worst, it can be the craziest kind of dividing thing we've ever experienced before. So there's that in between that, that's that in-between place between those two extremes that I feel like should be the goal for everybody that wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But easier said than done, of course. Let me ask you this, Brady, then. With your own music, what is it that you have currently that you're really excited about, a project or some show, something you're working on that it's really got you and your creativity working on all cylinders?
Right. Well, this is actually been, you know, to release this record has been a dream that I've had for a long time. Okay. And I kind of buried it for a while. I always was what they call a hired gun. I'd play for other people, and it was always their name on the line. You know, I was like, well, I'll come and support you. I'll come and do this. You know, I'll be in the band. I'll go on tour. But it was never me. It wasn't my baby. I was just supporting someone else. And I knew, you know, through my own spirituality and through my own inner calling that I know I needed to do something. I needed to get my voice out there, you know, and with the talents that I've been given in life, I just wanted to do that. So this has been all this, you know, release of this album and, you know, some of the show dates that I'm going to be playing is all based under my name. And with that comes a lot of anxiety, you know, and anxiousness okay. because it's like, you know, you don't know if anybody's going to like it. You hope people will like it and you hope people will show up, you know. So far, you know, it's been, you know, I'm very happy with the way things have been going for it. But it's your own bearing, your own soul, your own creativity, your art out to the world. And so that's definitely got me firing on all cylinders, you know, just to make sure that I am in a secure place and that I know what my calling for this is and what I'm supposed to be doing. And then I can relax into it and enjoy it and be present and all that fun stuff.
Well, with the experience so far with that, I mean, let's look at like the creativity, like the creation part of it. How was that for you? What kind of fulfilling, you know, elements of that experience did you have that either exceeded your expectations or just was something totally different than what you expected? What's something you can share about that process for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember the first day I went into the studio to record it, and I was looking around. I just took a moment for myself, and I said, I can't believe it. This is actually happening. You know, I waited my whole life for this, and it started out as like, you know, I just got a couple guys together, and I'll go in and record one or two songs, and then it was like, no, I'm going to record an album, you know, and to look around and see that it's actually starting. It was very exciting and very rewarding, and it gave me energy to keep on going. You know, gave me the energy to you know, write the parts that I needed to write. You know, because I knew I had the studio time booked, and so I had to come in prepared. And it was like, you know, but it was so much a part of me, and so exciting that it just, you know, staying up until 2 a.m. didn't really matter, even though I had to get up for work the next day, you know, at the time, you know. So, you know, it was just, it gave you all kinds of energy, gave you purpose, and, you know, something to definitely look forward to every single week. So it was an exciting time.
Well, just subsequent to that, what was the breakthrough like that you experienced that you said, hey, I'm ready. I'm going to book the studio time. You know, like whatever would have been the resistance point before, what was it like to break through that? And how did you break through that?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I've had some really good friends that have, you know, also, you know, throughout the years and saying, hey, I'm still waiting for that album, you know, and, you know, I was like, oh yeah, what? Sure. Whatever. I'll get to it. And, and then, you know, for me, my mother got really ill, and when she was in intensive care, you know, it made me really think. It's like, okay, we don't have eternity here on this planet, so it's either I better, you know, start this or not. And then, you know, when I was halfway through, she passed, but you know, it gave me more incentive to keep going, you know. And, you know, I wanted to make her proud, you know, cause she died at a younger age, and, you know, she didn't have her full life, you know, as we would call it. But, I just wanted to honor her, especially, you know, like, I'm not going to not do this because I'm afraid, or I don't want to be vulnerable, you know. I think if my mom could come back, she would have probably taken a lot more chances in life. And as most people say on their deathbed, I wish I had more money. I wish I should have took more chances. And I think that's, you know, sort of the takeaway, you know, that really inspired me to keep going and really finish regardless of anything, just finish for that reason.
Yeah, well, and I mean, to be able to start it where she's able to see that and witness that, experience that, and to even be a part of it, you know, must have really been something pretty important to you.
Yeah. Though she never got to hear the finished product, you know, on this earth, you know, it was just, she was definitely a motivating factor for sure.
Well, I can only kind of imagine, and if anything can be that would certainly be it. Well, so what the album's done, it's completed. You've got some dates on the calendar. It's getting to be, you know, time for showtime. Where are you right now in that? How are you feeling about, you know, what doors this might open, just in the sense of the proverbial doors within, you know, our own experience in life? What's it feel like to be at this stage and getting to where this baby's taking off?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting, of course. You know, it's a dream come true, and you know, I definitely wanted the music, and part of the reason why I did it is to inspire others to go out and grab their dream, whatever it is, and to fulfill it, you know, because we don't have eternity here. So, and I was at an interview, or I was at a workshop, and an influence of mine, Steve Vai, he's a guitar player from the rock era.
Oh, yeah, I love Steve Vai.
Yeah. And he was talking about this very moment, and he says, you know, you just have to, you know, get to that place, get to that next spot. And he says, that might be all you're given. You don't know. And you have to enjoy it. And you have to, you know, just love that moment. And then when the next moment comes, you know, you make a decision if you want to proceed or if you want to, you know, not proceed or whatever. But he says, but, you know, if this is what you want to do, you know, don't worry about the end result. Just take each moment at a time and enjoy it, and really just, you know, as I keep saying, be present in that time, because you don't know. I mean, you look around you, I always try to stop and look around me and feel the wind or feel the rain or whatever, you know, because sometimes we go through life and just really bypass everything. You know, it's definitely more of a mindfulness type of thought process there.
Well, and it certainly is something to, I think, for everybody to hear that, hey, you know, it's very easy to bypass all this stuff, but, you know, like hit the brakes, slow it down, you know, like, you know, smell, look at a flower, smell a rose, you know, look at the sky, appreciate the trees, because that there's the power, the beauty and the power of creation is within those things, and everything else is such superficial in that sense that, you know, given it that power to distract in such a way really does a disservice to the greatest creative, you know, project ever, which is our lives in this world.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. How has it been to have your wife involved with some of your recording and some of your writing? What's that experience been like for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's part of marital therapy now.
really? Cause like, I'll teach my wife to sing.
we're both musicians. So we both know the lifestyle, and we both know what it takes, and we're not jealous of each other practicing and writing and all that other stuff. So, yeah, it's really nice.
Cool.
So, you know, so if I want to buy a guitar or something, she's like, okay, well, you know.
You gotta get one, right?
Yeah, it's right. You know, she understands.
That's awesome.
To bring her in, because I wanted to do a primarily instrumental project, but then, you know, I just felt that some of the songs needed words, and, obviously, you know, got me attracted to her was her voice, because I heard her sing and I was like, oh, who's that? You know? And of course, if I were to use somebody else, that wouldn't have been a good idea.
Yeah.
but she's she's pretty much, you know, fit everything that I was hearing in my head, and it was a great experience. You know, she's took my direction of, like, you know, what I wanted to hear and everything very well. It wasn't like, you know, we were bickering about melody lines or anything like that. It worked very smooth, and I'm not really strict on musicians that want to play on it. I want people to express their gift, you know. Mm. I just say, here's the guidelines, this is what I'm looking for, and, you know, add your personality to it. So that's why I'm using you, because I like the way you sing or play, you know, and that's part of it. So yeah, but it was great. It was easy. I didn't have to pay her. So
this is another true good thing about it. Right. Face it, you know.
Right. We go play, you know, we don't so
same schedules, our calendars are in sync because we're going to the same thing, you know.
That's right. Yeah. There's a bonus in every, pretty much in every way you look at it. If we travel, she's right there, you know. Yeah.
That's so, the way I'm seeing it. I think that's pretty cool.
yeah, absolutely. So yeah.
Well, I love that. That's a great thing to hear with how you're enjoying that in your marriage. I just kind of imagine what I've got a great marriage, but I'm just like, imagine what it'd be like if I'm just like married to somebody, it's a musician, understands, like, you know, what it's all about. But nonetheless, I'm like vicariously going to live. that's what I'm going to be doing here. So well, you know, it has just been a real honor to be with you. During this time to. That we've shared here. And before we close out the show, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Sure. I have a bunch of stuff on my website, which is www.BradyNovotny.com. There's the music on there. If you're looking to buy some, which I hope you do, there's all the links to iTunes, to Amazon, physical copies. There's a blog on there where I give some, you know, more psychology type things on self-doubt and, creativity. And, you know, there's a couple things there and there. And then it has all my links to social media and my YouTube link, which has a lot of interviews and some music videos. And I'm now uploading some mini guitar lessons on there as well. So there's very cool. Just trying to get as much out as I can. And so www.BradyNovotny.com.
Well, folks, check it out, because I guarantee you he's going to have something for everybody who's looking for something, because you know what? That's what he needs. He has a wealth of experience and knowledge, and you know what? He's very vulnerable to have some openness to completely making that available. So check it out, because I will certainly be doing that very thing. So, you know, as far as creating and creativity, it's been a lot of fun to co-create with you today in this space.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I just want to acknowledge and, you know, thank you again for, you know, you being an example of the possibilities for people and artists who want to bring back their creativity, you know, through music again, and, you know, soar to amazing heights that you're experiencing today. So, so thank you again for showing up in the world in such a powerful way.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. I want to, of course, thank the listeners as well. Until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers. Really don't know,
but I gotta get the. Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today. To the world. I get up and I show.